President Obama called the attack outrageous and confirmed that three other Americans were also killed by rockets, which were fired at the U.S. consulate in Benghazi. Reports suggest that an angry crowd marched on the U.S. compound Tuesday to vent their fury about an American-produced online film which is considered offensive to Muslims. The head of Libya's ruling party, Mohamed al-Maghreb, has condemned the consulate attack and sent condolences to the families of those killed.
In the name of the Libyan people, express their deepest condolences to the government of the United States and to the American people and to the families of the ambassador and of the rest of the victims, and underline the depth of relations between the two peoples of Libya and the United States, those relations that have improved with the latest stance of the U.S. administration supporting the revolution of February.
Ibrahim Cooper, with the Council on American-Islamic Relations, said the mob which attacked the consulate are just giving more publicity to the film.
It's not Muslims in general. It's a tiny minority of Muslims who are reacting in the wrong way to intentional provocation.
The United States is now taking added security measures to protect its citizens worldwide after Tuesday's attacks. For Vatican Radio, this is Nathan Morley reporting.